Point one of the plan is to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which has been a centerpiece of Mandel's campaign.
Some people call it Obamacare, some people call it the Affordable Health Care Act. I call it what I believe it is, the federal government takeover of health care.
Several of the rest of Mandel's 10 points are principles Republicans in general have applied to health care, such as tort reform, allowing patients to cross state lines to buy insurance, encouraging medical savings accounts, and giving Medicaid block grants to states. Others you don't hear so often, such as giving a tax deduction for health insurance to those who must buy it on their own. Mandel says that would help people get coverage for pre-existing conditions, although he doesn't say how.
The way to provide coverage for pre-existing conditions is not to have the federal government take over our healthcare system. It's to change the tax code to make it more friendly to small businesses and more friendly to folks who are self-employed and more friendly to workers who may want to move from job to job.
Democratic incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown's campaign calls the plans slogans over substance. Spokesperson Sadie Weiner said it would do little to expand access to health care, and repealing the Affordable Care Act would have immediate repercussions.
Big insurance companies can kick you off your plan if you get sick. Those same big insurance companies can refuse to cover you if you have a pre-existing condition. And millions of young adults would be kicked off their parents' plan when they graduate and begin looking for a job.
For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Bill Rice in Cleveland.